Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic is letting go of emotional baggage. And what exactly is emotional baggage? It's that stuff that weighs you down. So let's talk about reasoning why you should let go of emotional baggage and how sometimes it hinders you from moving forward. Well, actually, most of the time, emotional baggage can hinder you from moving forward. It can also, you can suppress sometimes feelings for certain situations of baggage, and then you may carry that behavior out into other acts in situations that actually happen in your life. So when you let go of old baggage, for one, it does clear the path for living in the now. Besides, who wants to talk about what happened last week or that person that hurt you 2 years ago that you're still carrying around and harboring that pain, or that parent that you feel like wasn't there for you and you still like feel like you are a victim to a circumstance? Who wants to carry all of that stuff around and not live in the now? Now, are you one of those thousands who need to let go of your old baggage, your emotional baggage? If so, then realize this, that letting go of the past will allow you to live and grow in the present. And don't you want to continuously grow in the present? Again, who wants to stay stuck in the past by being tormented from emotional baggage that you carry around on a day-to-day basis? If you want to be happy, that is the first thing you're going to have to do, is let go of your old baggage. And it can be, again, something, you know, I talk to people a lot of times and they may tell me, you know, they're still mad at their mom, they're still mad at their dad, something a sibling did to them. I mean, it could be 10 or 20 years ago. Why are you still carrying that stuff around? At some point, you are going to have to deal with those situations head on and let it go and live in the now. So I've had people come to me and they're angry about something a customer did, and I'm just listening to them because I'm hoping that they're venting. And they tell me, well, this actually happened about 5 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, you can't possibly still be harboring those emotional feelings and carrying them around and taking them into your current situation. So the negative hurts and pains are normally what emotional baggage is associated with. And why do people hold on to these feelings? Everyone moves through life with their own personal agenda, needs, and life issues. And, you know, old baggage starts to feel very comfortable, believe it or not, after a while. And it's so comfortable, as a matter of fact, that many people die without even being able to let go of these hurts, life, and pain. Do you want to be one of these people that if you were to, God forbid, leave the earth today, that you left this earth harboring still hurt and pain from emotional baggage of things that have transpired in your life forever ago? And there is a very good reason to let go of all this baggage. And when one of the major causes of letting go of this emotional baggage is stress. Stress today is suppressed emotions, and it festers in the body, eventually taking a toll on some aspects of our physiology. I mean, just think about it. If you can't around emotional baggage, you're also stressing. And then I talk to some people, and they tell me, oh, well, no, I'm not stressed, and, you know, I'm over it. But when you're really over something, you start to feel free. So until you feel free from those situations, then you're not over it. I am definitely I practice basically what I preach, and I'm a living example because I've had things that have transpired in my lifetime, and I harbored feelings from my childhood up into my late adulthood, and it didn't allow me to be free on a numerous of levels in my life. It didn't allow me to love free. It didn't allow me to be carefree. And it almost basically put me in a position where I actually love people with conditions. which was not a good thing for me. And so that is pretty much my short example of how I carried around my baggage from things that transferred from my childhood, but how I woke up one day and I had an epiphany and I said, you know, baggage, get off of me. I have to let this stuff go. Let these feelings go. They're negative. And I have to live in the now. And what steps do I need to take at this point to be able to live into that in the now and to live freely? Easier said than done, right? Well, first, you know, tip I can give is spend some regular time each week reflecting on your life. If you have read my book, Success Doesn't Sleep, I talk about things that I've done to grow daily, to grow weekly, to grow yearly. I shouldn't have the same story today that I had last year if it's a story that has hindered my growth. So it's almost like the one person that comes to you and they always have a problem and you listen continuously to this problem because it's a friend of yours or someone that you're really close to, and you're thinking to yourself, when are you going to declare an ending? And at some point, you want that person to come back to you and say, hey, I appreciate you listening. Thank you for being a good friend. Thank you for being my sister. Now, I need to declare an ending. I have a solution to that problem. Because it becomes repetitious for someone to continuously tell you what a problem is, but they never come to you with a solution. And being a friend or a sibling or an aunt, whatever the relation may be to that individual, it can even be in a relationship, a domestic relationship, whatever it is, if that person is always coming to you and talking about what their problem is and their repetitions about what the problem is, maybe you too may have to stand up and say, hey, you know, I've been listening to what you're saying. You make a lot of sense. We know what the problem is. It's been ongoing, but it's affecting your everyday life. You're not growing. So how about we sit and talk about a solution? And you give that person a task. Now, I'm not telling you they're going to like the task, or they may look at you kind of like funny, but you say, you know what? How about next Wednesday we meet, and let's talk about what is the solution that you have come up with to this ongoing problem that has been going on practically forever. So how do you declare an ending? You must put closure on previous relationships, issues, or circumstances. Do you understand that? How do you declare an ending? You must put closure on the previous relationship, issue, or circumstance that's hindering your growth of that emotional baggage. And most of the time, when people fail to declare endings before moving on to new beginnings, they tend to repeat the same ending again in the new beginning. And that goes for a relationship, a career, and so on. So I just want to talk about that one more time. You must declare an ending. You have to get closure to be able to move forward. And that means you have to put closure to those relationships, those issues, and those circumstances. And again, when people fail to declare endings, to put on to a new beginning, they tend to repeat the same ending again in the new beginning. And that's food for thought, and that's something for you to think about if you're one of those people that are trying to move forward and let go of emotional baggage, but you have not put closure to the baggage that you are holding on to or that emotion. You basically suppressed it. And don't mix up suppressing emotional baggage with letting go and putting closure to the baggage. You must spend adequate time. You need to spend adequate enough time in the neutral zone. And Bridges compares, you know, the neutral zone to the cocoon. So in comparing, and I'm just giving you an example, and this example is actually coming from one of my favorite authors, and I like to read his book, Transitions, and his name is William Bridges. And William Bridges, in his book, he talks about how much time, adequate time in the neutral zone. And he compares the neutral zone to the cocoon. And if the caterpillar emerges from its cocoon too soon, it may not be properly formed and it will die or at least be unable to fly. So what does that mean? Transition that for you. If we spend too little time in the neutral zone discovering what we need to learn, we will tend to repeat similar mistakes and repeat the previous ending once again. And it might be a different person, career, or circumstance, but nonetheless, the ending will have similar characteristics. So again, you have to put closure to those emotional baggages that are weighing you down, that stuff that is weighing you down. And if you have declared an ending, and I mean really declared it, and not even given that idea lip service, and you have spent enough time in the neutral zone, I mean, several years ago, I spent almost 4 years in the neutral zone after the ending of a situation. And then it's time to move on to the next step. So there's not a time limit for you to spend in the neutral zone, but you definitely need to spend time in a neutral zone where you're not repeating that same action. So you don't jump out of one relationship into the next. And then you don't go and jump out of one friendship into the next. So you don't repeat the same action. And declare and embrace the new beginning. That is of the utmost importance. Much of the stress in life comes from an unwillingness to move from step one to step two. From step two to step three, even knowing that it is your best interest or even necessary to do so, you feel emotionally stuck, out of control, or just afraid of the future. After you have made the decision to move to the next step, if you are in a transition from one anything to another, then embrace it. Enjoy it and learn from it. This transition will introduce you to the new you, and if you let it. So again, you are in control of letting go of that emotional baggage. And sometimes, you know, it's not something that we can do on our own. Sometimes we need help, and that's why they have life coaches such as myself. There are therapists out here that help people be able to move forward and let go of emotional baggage because, again, you don't want to carry around that stuff. And 9 times out of 10, emotional baggage is definitely a negative experience. So you need to, if you have to go back to that painful place, for example, when I wrote my book, I talked about a lot of personal things that happened to me that were very painful, and it took me back to the painful place because not only was I in thought about these things that happened to me, I was actually writing them as I was writing my book. So it's almost like I relived a lot of those experiences all over again. But because I put closure and I declared an ending on those negative things that happened and transpired in my life, I was able to write my book. And it did not affect me because I already dealt with it. I did not suppress the feelings. I dealt with them. I put closure to them, and I declared my ending, reasoning for me to be able to move forward in a positive direction and also to be able to have this conversation with you today. We're all going to talk a lot more about healing and emotional baggage on another segment that I will have next week, which I think will be really important for all of you that do have issues moving forward. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in today to Motivate My Life Radio and to follow me, like us on Facebook, Murphy Life Coaching, LLC. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Murphy Coaching. We are Murphy Life Coaching on Instagram, and I am Teresa Murphy on LinkedIn. So again, if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 800-544-6037. Thank all of you again for listening to Motivate My Life Radio. And the next topic will be the path to healing opens up once you are fed up by how the stories about the past impact you. So until we talk again, have a great afternoon on purpose.